As we follow news of Dominic Strauss-Kahn's rape charges and Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child, it seems to confound us that these powerful men will seemingly risk everything for a sexual encounter. One can't help but wonder, what on earth were they thinking? Well, mental health experts wonder this too, and they're considering adding a diagnosis of hypersexual disorder to the next manual of mental health disorders, the DSM-5. Here to tell us more about this is psychologist Dr. Michelle Golland, with us from Los Angeles. Good afternoon, Dr. Golland.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's a delight. Now tell me, what differentiates plain bad behavior from what is being termed hypersexual disorder?
Well, it actually is pretty simple, because what the disorder is describing is risky sexual behavior that is out of the norm of what is considered simply cheating. Meaning, Martin, that these individuals are engaging in sexual activities that put themselves in harm's way, interfere with functioning of work, home life, and so forth. And it doesn't just have to be actual physical contact. This would also be the idea of pornography addiction and the internet addiction around pornography.
But isn't this basically medicalizing what is a behavioral problem?
Well, the issue, Martin, is that as mental health professionals, as psychologists, we use the DSM to diagnose behaviors and symptoms that we believe need to be treated. So why it is important, and I agree with implementing this diagnosis, is that it actually is more descriptive of what has been recently coined the term sex addiction.
Right.
So we see this. This actually is a behavioral addiction and problem and a compulsion. But what we are trying to do is to, across the board, make the actual diagnosis a better description.
Because it seems more and more we're hearing about these cases, from Tiger Woods to David Duchovny. These hypersexuals seem to be on the rise. Or is this just a convenient excuse for out-of-control celebrities who, you know, often when they commit some kind of terrible misdemeanor, they say, well, I need therapeutic care, I want to be admitted to a place, and they go and hide there, let the trouble die down, and then continue the same behavior once they come out?
Well, I think it's really, it's no different than someone who has a gambling addiction or a shopping addiction. It happens to be a sexual compulsive addiction. And that the problem is that it's not just the idea of I want to have sex. It is interfering with their life. It starts to destroy and control their life. And the difference between celebrities and the normal everyday people, Martin, is that they have access, power, and money to cover up and deal with their addiction. That's like Imelda Marcos had a shopping addiction, but, you know, she was Imelda Marcos, so she could buy however many shoes she wanted.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. But what about somebody like Charlie Sheen, for example, who had both drug addiction, self-confessed, mm-hmm. and also some kind of addiction to sexual activity as well, particularly with his so-called goddesses wherever he went. Which is worse? Is sex addiction more serious and worse than a drug addiction?
You know, it can't even be viewed that way, Martin, because it's really about the impact that it's having on the individual. So it is actually as severe. I mean, someone who has a sexual addiction, I mean, I have clients who, you know, they lose their jobs because they are on pornographic websites and they are so compulsive they can't stop. Their marriages are destroyed. And it isn't that they are just choosing to do this. I mean, yes, they are, but the reasons behind it are often very much related to child sexual abuse, physical abuse, and emotional trauma in our childhood that then develops into this type of compulsion in a sexual way.
Absolutely. Michelle Golland, psychologist, thanks again for your insight on this.